Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Quorum and Ken Shreve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, March 6th. And Ken, what do you have for us today?
Well, not a great close for the NASDAQ, but still ended higher. We'll talk about that. But three stocks to watch. Really impressed with Dexcom's move today. They got FDA clearance for a new product. Also want to take a look at CyberArk in the security software group. Obviously, CrowdStrike's earnings were in focus today, but I think CyberArk is worth a look. And finally, Square Parent Block. Ticker there is SQ, and looking at a new buy point here.
Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks, but first let's analyze the major indexes, starting with the NASDAQ, up 0.6% in today's session off of highs, but bouncing off of the 21-day line, still finding support there. We also had the S&P 500 today up about 0.5%. The Dow blue chip stocks also closing off highs here, as you can see, up 0.2% by session's close, and the Russell 2000 up 0.6%. So starting with the NASDAQ, your take on what went down today?
Well, it wasn't able to hold a gain of nearly 1.2%. Volume never really came into the NASDAQ today. We had pretty heavy volume yesterday when we got that distribution day. So lower volume rally today. We were up close to 1.2%. Looks like we pretty much cut that in half. And you can see on the intraday chart here, there's quite a bit of selling that picked up in the NASDAQ just after 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. And not really sure why, but it just really wasn't able to recover. So kind of stalling type action for the NASDAQ. Wasn't able to hold a gain. But when we look at stalling, we typically would see higher volume, which we didn't get today. But the fact that the NASDAQ couldn't hold on to those gains, just having a little problem near the 16,000 level.
Yeah. And so if it's Wednesday, and if we look at the weekly chart, this would be the third down week in the last 19, Ken, and a pause, right at prior highs. So a pause might not be a bad thing here.
Yeah. And even yesterday, we got the second straight distribution day for the NASDAQ. But, buyers came in during the final half hour of trading yesterday, lifted the NASDAQ slightly off that 21-day moving average. So uptrend is still intact here. I think we've gotten probably a little defensive on leaderboard, but still have pretty good exposure to the market and respecting the uptrend for now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at the S&P 500. And it looks like not much more to add here.
Yeah, just a similar situation. It also closed off highs again. Sellers, came into the market after 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. And so the S&P 500 had lower volume yesterday, so we didn't get a distribution day, but still holding its 10-day moving average, which is pretty impressive.
It sure is. And here's a look at the Dow. Now the second close in a row below that 21-day.
Yeah, expecting that 38,000 level. You can see the 50-day moving average just above 38,000. Expecting that round number to be a pretty solid support level, even if the Dow does come down and test that 50-day line. Good round numbers like that can be support. So you've got an uptrend still intact for the Dow here as well.
Okay. And the Russell outperforming a little bit here today, or at least keeping pace with the NASDAQ, and still right around this potential breakout area.
Yeah, trying to break out. It closed off lows today, but this index has really come back to life as we've seen breadth kind of broaden out, and still in a good setup here.
Okay, and let's take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, because we saw that come off a little bit more today. So definitely fueling stocks intraday. But like you said, towards the latter half of the session, we saw some sellers come in and take stocks off their highs.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was on. He's on Capitol Hill today and tomorrow. He testified in front of the House Financial Services Committee today. He'll be in front of the Senate tomorrow in his semi-annual monetary report to Congress. See, that 10-year yield has been under quite a bit of pressure since it hit that high of 4.35%. And that probably stands to reason, because the market really has dialed back rate cut expectations by the Fed. And in his testimony today, you know, he basically said that still need to see more signs that inflation is contained, and they're not in a, you know, a big rush to cut rates here. They're probably going to want to see more economic data. We've got that jobs report on Friday that they'll be looking at closely. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, first rate cut, the market isn't expecting the first rate cut by the Fed all the way until June. So a lot can happen between now and then, but should be a pretty slow pace of rate cuts this year.
Okay. And let's take a look at the MTUM ETF. Ken, something you're putting on our radar, this momentum index. So if we're following those momentum stocks that have been leading the market, here's a gauge of how those are doing.
Well, a lot of the leading growth stocks that we monitor, you know, stocks that have composite ratings of 95, 96, 97, 98, just top performing growth stocks in their industry group. You know, we pay attention to how market leaders act, because they can give clues if the market is ready to pull back, or if the uptrend is about to roll over. So with this MTUM ETF, you can see obviously a strong uptrend still intact here, but very important to monitor the action in the leaders. NVIDIA is the highest weighted stock in this ETF at close to 6%. Broadcom is in here as well. Eli Lilly. So monitoring the action in leading stocks is important. So as you're monitoring these leaders, this is a good ETF, you know, to keep track of.
Great. Okay, well, let's take a look at some notable stocks from today's session, including Dexcom, which you mentioned, an impressive move here, up 9.8%, and a full-fledged breakout after triggering an early buy point at the beginning of the session on some news.
Well, we were looking at it on IBD Live this morning, and it wasn't up nearly this much. So this is a stock that just strengthened as the day wore on, and for good reason. They've always been a leader in the glucose monitoring system market. They did get FDA clearance for a new product today, a glucose monitor for type 2 diabetics that do not need insulin, and it's available over the counter. So this is a pretty big deal, because Dexcom estimates that about 25 million type 2 diabetics right now that do not need insulin. So this could be a decent market for them, and market responded accordingly here.
Yeah. Absolutely. So triggering a buying opportunity there and some nice volume to go along with that. Let's now take a look at CYBR. That's CYBR. You mentioned CrowdStrike earnings today and focus. So we can actually go there just to see how that finished, and definitely faded off of its early highs, up 20% or so at one point, closing up a little over 10% here. But let's take a look at CyberArk to see how it's faring, up 2% on the day and holding above some nice support levels.
Yeah, you know, I'm just keeping an eye on this one pretty closely. You know, it's not often mentioned as one of the leading stocks in the security software group. It does have a market cap. I think the market cap is about 10 billion. So it's a mid-cap stock. And you know, this is 2 weeks ago, it was a really a nice first test of the 10-week moving average. So buyers may have stepped in there to either add to a position or maybe even start a new position. So we put this on the leaderboard watch list today, because we're just going to see if it can form a new base up here. It looked a little extended from the after getting support at the 10-week line. So it's going to be 4 weeks into a new consolidation by the end of this week. And if it can, you know, form a new base above that 10-week moving average, you know, we could see an opportunity to enter here. But really, this is a fundamental powerhouse, you know, accelerating revenue growth in recent quarters. And you've got a big annual earnings estimate this year and next year as well. So still a pretty compelling growth story in the security software group.
Okay. And last but not least on our list, let's take a look at SQ. This is Block, forming a new entry point.
Yeah, one of our great IBD Live guests, very popular Matt Caruso, was talking about this stock when he was last on and kind of put it on my radar. It was kind of a not a great response to earnings. It was a very bullish gap up, no doubt about it. And it did make a nice percentage gain a couple of weeks ago. But like how it's holding the 10-day moving average here, you had a really nice numbers when they reported earnings, 105% earnings increase, revenue up 24%, another company with very good growth prospects. So I really want to switch over to the weekly chart here, and we'll see what really a nice setup looks like here. You had that big earnings move a couple of weeks ago in strong volume. And now this week, it's just kind of drifting lower and, forming a little handle here, it looks like to me. So we're just going to keep an eye on this and see, we've seen some financial stocks starting to show signs of life, good earnings report from Block, and we'll see if it can break out of this base here.
Yeah, and even looks like a reverse head and shoulders on the chart as well. So we'll have to see if it can get above that 80 level.
Under some accumulation here. We like to see stocks that are under accumulation. So especially if they've got good fundamentals alongside that.
Yes, well said. All right. Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us for today. But we'll be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. So make sure you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details there. We will see you then. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.